It's a bright spring afternoon, and the ground floor of Lynn Van Vactor's home smells of shea butter and citrus. With hot plates, a weigh scale, and bottles of oils on the shelves, the space feels like part art studio, part chemistry lab. Van Vactor and her business partner, Denise Lisick, hand me a mason jar filled with a dark, oily mixture.
And that's chaga. So we're infusing chaga. We haven't used this yet, and it's just infusing. Look at the beautiful black color of the oil.
Other jars are lined up against the sunny window, filled with infusions of rose hips, carrot, and cottonwood buds. Van Vactor explains this is an early step in the long process of making a soap or salve.
Let it sit for at least 6 weeks in the sun. And every day you turn and toss those oils. Yeah, so that's some chaithlik.
This basement operation got its start just last year when the two women signed up for a class put on by the Bristol Bay Native Association on native plants.
The store outside your door, basically. So Denise and I sat next to each other.
Yeah, that's how it started.
That's how it started.
The training taught about local plants that elders in Bristol Bay have used medicinally for generations. Van Vactor and Lisick shared a fascination with these healing plants. And when they decided to do something about it, they found they each brought a useful skill set to the table.
I started out in nursing and psych and pre-med. So I always had an affinity for naturopathic medicine. And Denise has this expert gardening knowledge of plants.
But she says they still have a lot to learn on the healing side of things.
The native healers that use these products will spend a year just studying one plant to really understand the therapeutic benefits of those plants. So we're no way in that category, but we've had enough knowledge and ability to utilize the products in a way that's effective for things that we'd actually want in our day-to-day life.
So with a lot of research and some digging in the dirt, they started making soaps, salves, and bath bombs. Each recipe includes local plants for a specific therapeutic purpose. The products have names like Pick Me Up, Restore My Skin, and Aches Away. In order to make things organic, Lisick and Van Vactor do import some ingredients. And those organic oils are not cheap. But they say they earned back their initial investment during their first big sale.
Our first run was just before Christmas, and we sold out.
Right, at the Christmas bazaar.
Since then, they've gotten rave reviews from friends and family asking them to please make more.
You know, I know of a person whose feet had been in pain for months and months, and those salves have helped alleviate the pressure in their feet, and they're able to walk better. And so there's like little testimonials coming up.
Encouraged by those happy customers, Van Vactor and Lisick dream of one day expanding. While their first priority is to make enough for local customers, they imagine eventually launching a network of Tundra Love home businesses all over Bristol Bay.
And then we could sell them all together through a cooperative kind of website.
For now, they're watching for summer plants to come up so they can start to infuse more oils. Perhaps one of the biggest lessons learned, Van Vactor says, is that the Tundra Love recipes go based on what Mother Nature provides. For example, they're itching to try out a naturally bug-repellent oil made from wild yarrow. But to harvest a lot of yarrow, they might have to wait.
It's going to be at least a couple months for the yarrow. Okay. And it really goes gangbusters in the fall. You'll get little sprouts of it coming up between now and then, but... Mm-hmm.
You'll pull it out of your garden.
Yeah.
And now when we pull it out of our gardens, we will set it aside and
we're going to use it.
In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.